Now, welcome back to AM Salisbury, and it's a pleasure to welcome in by way of the telephone this morning author Matthew Peterson, an award-winning short story writer, second-degree black belt, so in other words, we don't want to make him mad.
Yeah.
Now, however, he is an Eagle Scout, so, yeah, he's probably a very patient guy. Computer programmer and former missionary. Really? Where'd you do your missionary work?
In Alabama, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it took me a while to learn the language.
Yes, indeed, a common people separated by a common language, I guess, or two people separated by a common language. But you're the author of a new book that's the number one in a series. It's called Paraworld Zero, and this new series is called Parallel Worlds?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this, Matthew. What's it all about? Is it fantasy, science fiction, what?
It's kind of a combination of both fantasy and science fiction. Some of the reviewers have been calling it Harry Potter meets Star Wars. So, you got a mixture of magic and also spaceships and other planets.
Mm-hmm. So it's you're just letting the old imagination go here.
Yes.
And it sounds like you were probably influenced by both genres.
Yes. It started out way back when I was 14 years old, back in 1990, playing video games, watching movies. And that's when it actually all started. I started writing it, and I didn't finish it, of course, for another 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. So you were heavy into the various authors of the era and the genres themselves.
Yeah.
You probably were well aware of Lord of the Rings before it ever became a movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Lord of the Rings. In fact, one of the authors who gave me a blurb on the back of the book, Douglas Hill, he was the main influence to get me to start writing. And I was fortunate enough to get a blurb on the back before he died last year.
Very good, very good. Now, Paraworld Zero, sort of outline this for us here, so because this is obviously going to set up the whole series, right? So you've got a lot of ground laying to do in this book.
Yeah. The main character, his name is Simon. He's just a 12-year-old, 13-year-old boy from New York. Not a very good self-esteem. He's very short. He has issues with that. So he has a lot of growing up to do, which he does in the first book, but he'll continue doing more as the other books go on.
Now, Parallel Worlds, I take it then he is somehow taken into an environment that he's not expecting.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bullies that are after him, and a girl from another world all of a sudden appears and takes him out of that situation and accidentally drags into another world where he discovers he can perform magic.
Mm. Now, does he spend his time in that world, or does he travel back and forth?
He spends most of the time in that world trying to get off of the world. What's unique about this is that everyone else in all the other worlds can perform magic and travel to other worlds. It's just common everyday scene, except for Earthlings. No one has ever come to Earth. This girl is the first person to come to Earth. And so when he goes to this other world, everything flips around. Now he's the only one who can do magic, and no one else can.
Oh, my goodness. So that opens up a whole bunch of possibilities there.
Yeah.
Now, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Matthew Peterson. Matthew's, I guess this is your first novel.
Yeah.
Right? I've written several short stories, but his new novel's out. It's called Paraworld Zero, and it's the first in what will be, hopefully, a parallel world series.
Yeah.
You use a lot of humor in this book. Right.
Yeah. One reviewer said it, the humor of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, okay.
So some of it's kind of dry humor.
I was going to say dry and a little bit off the wall.
Definitely off the wall, because the magic can go out of control. Mm-hmm. And funny things happen because of it.
Well, you've got a lot of different characters in the way of not all of them are human.
Yeah.
and a lot of gadgets. Where do you come up with all this stuff? I mean, you got a pretty fertile imagination. Are you influenced by others?
Really, it just kind of comes to me. That's one thing that a lot of people have said, that it's really original. The different gadgets, like I said, you said, and a lot of my writing comes from just big bursts of imagination comes to me. It's like I'm watching a movie and I just write as fast as I can.
Really? Are you influenced by people around you? I mean, are any of your characters based on individuals or character types that you know?
Well, the main character, Simon, definitely was based on me when I was that age.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, when I picked up the book again, that character, Griffin, he's an older character. He's based on me now. And so they're definitely based on, loosely based on me. I am a second-degree black belt, and so the older character, he knows karate. He's He's a good fighter.
Mm-hmm. But there's also a whole sense of, there's a certain philosophy or a way of thinking that goes when you train in the martial arts. You know, it's so much more than just the movements. You know, it's the attitude.
Yeah. There's lots of different thoughts with this, but my instructor was always like, it's self-defense. You're never going to fight anybody except for self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually kind of went back into my character, too. He doesn't want to kill anybody. He just wants to...
Yeah, but that training gives you a little bit of a sense of self-assurance, and
yeah.
with that, it should give you, hopefully, some sense of peace.
Yeah, and the younger character, Simon, the foster caregiver actually
mm-hmm.
put him into karate lessons to help raise his self-esteem.
Yeah, I could see where that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, if you're just joining us, Matthew Peterson is joining us here, author of Para World Zero. It's published by Blue Works. Matthew, where can we find this? Where can we get a copy?
Well, the best way is to go to pworld.net.
Okay.
That's my website, and I have links on there. You could also go to your bookstore and special order it. It just came out, so it's probably not at
yeah.
your bookstore yet. So, yeah, but they can order it for
but,
you.
But you can get a little bit more sense of what it's all about with that. What was it, pworld?
pworld.net. In
uh-huh.
fact, I just put a video trailer up yesterday.
Oh, terrific.
With the characters on the front cover acting out.
So here's a good chance. Now, the book is geared what? Teenagers? Young adults?
Young adults, teenagers, probably starting at age 9 years old and up.
Oh, okay.
I've had adults read it. And I mean, I had the very first adult I ever gave it to, he liked it so much, he called in sick so he could finish reading it.
Well, the only thing I can say about that is it certainly happens. My significant other, who's definitely beyond teenager years, is a big Harry Potter fan, so,
yeah.
you know, it happens. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. It's pworld.net. That's the website. The book is Para World Zero. The author, Matthew Peterson, our guest. Matthew, when book number 2's ready, will you come back?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We got it. Great interview. I appreciate that. Like I said, we'll run that on.